Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this season you've had a few big scorelines. 9-0 over Bournemouth. You followed that up with a 2-1 win over Newcastle. 7-0 over United, then obviously was the defeat to Bournemouth. So what Liverpool can we expect? What Liverpool are you expecting this week?
A good one. I understand what 100% where you're coming from. Yes, that's a strange shift. A very average season we play so far in general, and having a couple of the highest results in our in this club's history, which is absolutely strange. And I think, and I said after the Leeds game that I thought the game was the best we played this season, and I know that a lot of people probably thought Leeds was not really up to it, stuff like this. But I was sad as well. I got asked the question after the game, how it's possible to play the two halves were that different. I didn't see that, to be honest. I know it was not as spectacular in the first half, but it was preparing, it was calm, it was convinced and convincing. It was good. Against a deep defending side, you cannot create... Especially not in our situation, you cannot create just second after second after second. You need to work for your moments, and that's what we did in the first half. And we're anyway up 2-0, which is absolutely a fantastic result for half time. And second half, yes, then it was even we stepped up. But that's how it is. It was for Leeds then really difficult to deal with us, and the goals we scored were obviously absolutely exceptional. So it was a very stable. Performance, which is very important, and that's where we have to build on. I cannot sit here and now guarantee any kind of results or whatever. But I said it before, weeks ago, months ago, we have to guarantee performance levels, and that's definitely what we have to do now. And knowing that in this game again, was not like this. We had more shots, more finishes, but not on target that many. So close, next to post or whatever, these kind of things where we, which I consider as chances as well. But afterwards, it looks like we had seven chances and scored six times. That was not the case. So, but we have to be ready for not scoring early. We have to be ready for all the difficulties which you can face in a football game and then overcome it and still stay and stick to the plan and stick to the way we want to play. And that was I liked most in that game, that I saw our plan the whole game, and that's what we have to do again.
Obviously, the levels at home this season are still being pretty consistent, certainly in terms of results, and four out of the next five games are at home. So what opportunity do you feel does that give you to at least ask the question of those above you, can you hang on to what you've got?
Don't know. And when you are in a super moment in the season, the only game you have to be worried about and you have to think about is the next one. If you are in not a good situation, the only game you have to think about is the next game. There's no alternative to that. And that's exactly what we do. I couldn't care less where we play after tomorrow, to be honest. It's just about the game tomorrow. It's about Nottingham Forest. It's about showing all the respect we have for them. With Steve Cooper, they're in a difficult situation. They will fight for their lives. Definitely, they will. Each point they can grab is will be massive, and if they can get three, it will be super massive, and that's what that's a team I expect. That's definitely the opposite of a friendly game, and that's what we have to be prepared for. But it's Anfield, and we have to use that as well. That's true. But one game. So if we take it game by game, there's no other chance to do it. And then we will see. Whatever we can do in the season is only the only thing what gives us any kind of chance is winning an awful lot of games. If you don't do that, we don't have to really talk. And I don't like that always talking about we win one game, then I have to talk about what would it mean if we win the next four. It makes no sense. All our focus on Nottingham.
I just wanted to touch again on Trent's switch of position, hybrid position, because it's obviously been met with quite a positive reaction. I just wonder now, Jürgen, is it too early to say whether that's the role for him moving forward, or is that his long-term progression now?
We will see that. We will see that. Trent is, on each position he played for us, was always a super important player. This now slightly advanced role suits him in the moment really well. That's good. It's a challenge for everybody else to cover the spaces when we lose the ball, theoretically. But that with him there, we didn't lose that many balls, which was helpful as well. And yeah, that's it pretty much. But it's not written in stone or whatever. Why should we? He can play in different ways. And how he played the last two games was really, really good. That's true. Yeah, unfortunately, Bobby picked up a muscle issue a little bit. We will see how long that takes. It's not too serious, but yeah, it's definitely out for tomorrow. And yeah, next week we have two more games. I would say they are impossible as well. And then we will see. Then we have to take it day by day.
That's actually ruining my next question, because I was going to ask you about having all six of your front six available and how you pick between them, but it's five now. How do you still pick between those five? Is it about looking at the player's form, about targeting the opposition? How will you decide?
The ticket into this team must be and will be definitely again counter pressing. So that's how everything started. I wouldn't say we lost it a little bit out of eyesight, no, but we have so many games from us where I didn't like that, and that's a pretty strict thing. That doesn't mean that all five now available, and especially with Bobby, all six can do that pretty well. But if you do it in the game you play, you have a good chance to start again. So that's it. So. But we have opportunities to change, of course, and we will see how we do that. And now we have to change in the next few two weeks. We have five games. So, yes, there will be changes, and that's good. Hopefully we can have at least these five then, or maybe from a moment on the six again. That would be absolutely great. And but everybody will play. Everybody is super important to us. But, again, the ticket will be the desire to win the ball back after we lost it, because that always we had so many times where that made a difference in football games, and especially against deep defending sides, it's super important. Otherwise, you constantly have to defend counter attacks, and that's what is one of the most difficult things in football, because the space is really big, and sometimes better timing of the opponent, and all of a sudden it's the speed is not a decisive thing anymore for the defender, it's just a moment and then they're gone, and it's a 1-1 situation with Ali. So we have to do that, and that's a big part of decision making for all positions.
You mentioned it with Vinny before, talking about Nottingham Forest form and what you expect from them. Do you often see a change in teams who struggle at this sort of stage of the season when they are absolutely desperate for points and facing a different beast than maybe the team that's only won one of their last 14?
So we had now our last meeting already, prepared everything. So it's a rather pragmatic style now. It's now clear. It's long balls, early set pieces, taking them there. I know Steve can play as ability as a coach, as a manager, to play different ways. But obviously, probably confidence is not on the highest level after the recent run of results. And so going there, becoming more pragmatic, it makes absolutely sense. And that's a team we have to expect. But it all starts all with winning challenges. And that's what everybody can do. And that's what they will try to do, definitely. And then they have speed up front, technique in midfield, experience in the last line. So there's everything there, actually. I can't explain 100% why it didn't work out that well now. They had a super spell early this year, and then from a moment on, it didn't work out for them anymore as well. But not all performances were not worth a point or 3 points. Sometimes you have to be lucky. But the quality they have is clear. And if we wouldn't respect what we do, definitely, if we wouldn't respect that quality, we would be already on the wrong side. And because up front, David Gibbs, Wyatt, Johnson, Taibo, they all can cause you massive problems. And they have, obviously, it's a big squad. They have much more options as well. So, we will see who Steve will line up, but we accept a really tough game.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, I think that's on no doubt. I think I worked together with him for so long and was always stood more or less next to him when he broke the next record. But last week when I heard him the most left-footed goals in the Premier League history, I have to say that's insane. But when you see the names below, Fowler and Percy, Giggs, stuff like this, Premier League greats, absolutely. So that's massive. And how it always is in life. As long as you are together, you appreciate some things, maybe not as much as you should. We do. But saying that, surpassing Robbie in another stat, I know that Mo likes these kind of things and will fill his tank definitely for the game. But in the end, he's not only, I don't know the numbers about his assists, but that's pretty good as well. So he doesn't forget that it's important or really nice to break a record, but much more important that we win the game. And for that, you sometimes rather pass the ball than shoot yourself.
Carl.
A week, but it's not how I said it. After I said it, it's not the first time that we play it like that. We have a lot of situations where it's slightly different, but it's not as different as we had it in some other games where Trent wasn't all the time his right back position or higher up or these kind of things. So we had a week So that's absolutely okay when the trend is a smart player, but it's much more about how we set it up around than the trend can play the position. Was never, we were never in doubt, but you have to set it up around that then, because there are moments when he's again, when we lose the ball, we have a different formation. Where's Robbo in these moments? Where are Virgil and Ibu in these moments? So these kind of things. How do we get him on the ball? So because that's obviously important, and we sit here and talk about it, and maybe we do it like this tomorrow or not, we will see. But if Trent shows up there, maybe gets a man marker, that's possible, obviously, and then you don't get on the ball, then we have to deal with that, these kind of things. So it's now not the solution for all the football problems we had this year. But he has potential to play that position. That was always clear, but especially in the way we do it now, with defending on the right back and offensively being there, that's absolutely fine. And we will see where it leads to. Well, Darwin is a player with a different skill set to all our other players. So that's good. That's good. He's a real handful. He's a machine. And he will score a lot of goals. He scored already a decent number of goals. So that's all fine. But yes, of course, he's still adapting. His English is still not great, if existing at all. We are working on that massively. So it's not helpful to go through a difficult debut season for the whole team, which makes it then for a striker. How can a striker shine when the whole team is struggling? So that's not possible. But he had super moments for us, absolutely. But was injured in some moments and suspended in other moments. And that's an effort, but it's no problem at all. This is a long-term project. And I understand that he wants to play desperately from the beginning and stuff like this. That's all fine. But we have to find for us a way that it works really for us again. And then we have to fit in the players that we really can use the specific strengths as well. And I'm completely fine with the situation. So, but I understand that Darwin is not always fine, but it's not that he smiles in my face when he realizes that he will not start. It's not like this, oh, thank you, boss. Anyway, I had no time. So that's not like that, but it's absolutely fine. It's that's how we have to deal with the situation. When you have 5-6 players available up front, I have to make decisions. That's good. That's good. That's how it should be. And then we will see. And the boys, the door is miles open, but the more sessions we have, the more sessions you have to show up. And he came on and was exceptional, to be honest. It was exceptional. Not only the goal he scored before that as well. It was absolutely exceptional. It was exactly the right way. Everybody who came on was like on fire. And that's what we need. And then, how I said, we have now 5 games in 2 weeks, and Darwin will start games definitely.
Definitely.
He's a centre forward who plays on the left when he plays on the left. So that's how it is. Yeah, but we need definitely, it needs a specific setup that he can play and defend in the centre. So that's how it is. Playing in the centre is not a problem. There's a machine. But then we have to make sure that we understand as a team. And again, we were not stable for a long spell in that season. So that's how it is. And then you have all of a sudden, the boys, on top of all the problems we had, you have to adapt to a different defending striker up front as well. So that's how it is. If football would be that easy, you just put the 11 players with the most potential together on a pitch and then hope that it works out. And you don't need me or other managers. So it's really about fine-tuning, and that's what we are still doing, obviously. And this season, we don't know where this season will end up, but after this season, there's another season. And I'm already, but that's already in my mind as well. So like, we have to build on what we do now and what we learn now. We learned a lot, which we didn't want to learn. And now we have maybe the opportunity to learn a few things we really can use. And that's how I see it. And that means everything's fine. He can play absolutely both positions 100% and both positions really well, and did that for us already. And I said, I'm completely fine way that he has to learn English. That's how it is, because of all that we can translate everything, but in training sessions we cannot have four languages and translate it in our thing. It's football language, so that will help him massively. And yeah, that's it.
Last one here for the embargo.
Harvey Elliott has not featured in the last couple of weeks after being almost ever present. Is there anything wrong with him, or is he just
missing? He's training exceptional. Fabio Carvalho is training exceptional, to be honest. All the boys. That's the hardest part. Never had it the whole season. Now we have it, and all of a sudden I leave five players at home, and they're all orcs. All of them, all of a sudden, are not even in the squad. Crazy. Nat, Reese, crazy. So Harvey has to be, is very, very close, absolutely close, to start again. And Fabio has to say, for the situation in which he's now, with training on an absolute super level and not being involved, how he deals with it, I have to say, that's kind of a role model. Not that he is happy with the situation, but he never gives up. I have to say, it's unbelievable. Really, I think, I don't think it was probably his best skill before he arrived here, because he was this super, super talented, but he still is. But yeah, the character he shows here is exceptional.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.